When he jumped into the ocean I cry at night in separation.
However,
if our attachment is diverted to material things instead of to the Lord, we will fall down from the spiritual platform.
Om Agyanatirandasya Gyananjanashalakya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Purve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kathamayam Tathati Svabhatantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Dandara कांचना गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी रमामणी हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाते देशतारिणी चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सुबियादेव द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ महाराज भरता with couple of chapters here, and this chapter is particularly talking about how Bharat Maharaj, he was on a very exalted position on a Bhava platform, just due to slightly leniency in his devotional service, he became attached to an insignificant deer and started serving him, which not really meant to do it. It was not his service. But somehow or other become compassionate. He was a devotee, as we know. His father, his grandfather, they were such an exalted devotee, and they have set an example. And Bharat Maharaj, he ruled this whole world for 10 million years, which was really unimpossible for other living entity to rule under the guidance of the scriptures. But being as a devotee of the Lord, he perfectly became a good son, and on the order of his father, he became a good king, which he ruled. And all the citizens in his kingdom, they were so happy. And when there was a time when he started growing up, getting old, so following the scriptures, getting into the Vanaprastha, taking the blessing of the spiritual masters and other Vaishnavas, he entered. And we have read in a few chapters, a few verses back, he was so perfectly meditating every day on the lotus feet of Lord Shri Hari that tears were flowing from his eyes. And that tears was that much that he could not see the vision very clearly. It was blurred because so much tear was there from his devotion. That much he was pleasing. No doubt in the household life, devotees are attached. Attachment is not the wrong thing because we got this material body, even though attachment is there in the spiritual world also. Anger is there in the spiritual world also. Some envy is there in the spiritual world also. But it has got a reflection in the material world upside down. They use all those anger, envy, everything just to serve the Lord, to increase their spirituality. The value of their spirituality, they do increase it. Here Bharat Maharaj, he was just setting such a good example. But suddenly, seeing a doe giving a birth to a baby deer, he became affectionate. And if you read a few verses back, that he was so much attached, so much in that sense, that he was not allowing this doe, baby doe, to be on the floor. He was just putting on his lap always. When he was going to sleep, he put the baby ear on his chest. He one night he just gave up all his wealth, all his kingdom, all his wife, children, all the paraphernalia, whatever he has, all the opulences. And now just with the old small significant thing, he just became attached. But can we say that Bharat Maharaj is so fallen? No, not at all. Because he is a devotee of the Lord, and Lord Krishna chooses his pure devotee to set an example for the future coming generation. For the future devotees, don't be loose in your devotional service at all, at any means. You have to be strict and very conscious all the time. Doesn't matter if you are already in sannyasa ashram. That's what I also mentioned here. Don't think if somebody has taken a sannyasa and he has achieved all the liberation, everything, all the perfection. No, you have to be conscious all the time. Why? Because you are in this material world. That is the trick of the Maya. That's what Maya does it to us. They make us think you have achieved so much, nothing is achieved to us. If you see our Bharat Maharaj's father, Rishabdev, he exactly set the same good example, being a good son, good king, and then became a very good devotee of the Lord, even though he was not himself. He was practicing oneself on Avadhuta platform. I just heard one lecture of Bharat Prabhu, he was mentioning on this particular point, because we will see furthermore after a few chapters how Bharat Maharaj became a dear and dear after that he takes the body of a human where he plays the role of Jaramath. And Jaramath also practiced this Jara Yoga, he also became Avadhuta. Avadhuta, where we see the understanding is where we don't follow the rules and regulations. And Bharat Prabhu says, rules and regulations. Avadhuta, if you have to become Avadhuta in your clothing, in your dressing sense, but not in your vows. Be strict in your vows. Avadhuta, if you have to become your dressing sense, which is okay. You're wearing shirt, front side or back side, wearing pant, upside down, don't care. But not in your spiritual practice. Spiritual message, you have to be strict, you have to have follow the instructions. That's how the mind is. Arjuna says in the same thing in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, 6.34, Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna, pramameti balva dayam, tasya ham nigraha mayo, vayu eva sadashara. Krishna, I am able, I am so powerful that I am able to control the direction of the wind, but it's very difficult for me to control my mind. It's very difficult. And Krishna answers, Asamshayam, it's undoubtedly, it's very difficult to control the mind, but it is possible, Abhyasam and Vairagyam. And this Abhyasam and Vairagyam has to be done under the direction of the Vaishnavas, of the spiritual devotee, of the spiritual master, of senior Vaishnava, under the association. One of the reasons Acharya says, of falling down Bharat Maharaj, because he was lagging of the association. If you see throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, all the case study where Kunti Devi, Pandavas, Bhishma Dev, now this Bharat Maharaj, and there are going to be many more coming, those who are suffering. Many people say, what kind of devotee are they? What kind of Lord your Krishna is, that he is allowing his devotee to suffer like anything. The way Pandavas has gone through all the troublesome, Kunti Devi has gone through, Bhishma is there, and all that. No. Lord chooses his best devotee, his pure devotee, to set an example for the future coming people. That bhakti has to be done in all the circumstances carefully. He does not choose any top kick and hairy to set an example in the society, because they will cry, they will weep, and they will curse the Lord back. And these devotees, they are so dear to the Lord and they are playing the part in Lord's pastime. If this pastime wouldn't happen, how we gonna hear or understand that we have to be strict, we have to be very, very cautious in our spiritual life. And we will not even discuss today, or it will not be there for the future when we will be devotees. That's why these pastimes are being in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, and these characters such as Bharat Maharaj, Vishwadev, and many others are there. We all are responsible for our own spiritual journey, nobody else. Shiva gives a very beautiful example, flying your own plane. When we are on the ground level, when we are on the training, the teacher is there, colleagues are there to help us out. Teacher sits with us in the, what do you call it, in the airplane compartment, where he tells you this is steering, this is handle, this is the function of this button, that's what you have to do when there is a troublesome. So he goes along with your training period. He trains you very well. And sometimes you don't understand the words of your teacher, you take the guidance from the colleagues. And colleagues help you, yes, we are going to do this, is the assignment, and so they make you perfect. If you are a good devotee, if you are a sincere student of your teacher, you have all those knowledge. Why? Because at some point in your life, you are going to be alone, sooner or later. So these instructions will protect us when we are alone. So when a devotee is on the, when a person is on the ground, when he is learning how to fly a plane, at some point when he is in the air, and there is some troublesome comes, so no doubt, he can take some guidance here and there, but still he will be left alone. So he has to fly his own plane. If he has not grabbed the instruction of his teacher carefully when he was in the training period, he will die. He will take his plane somewhere else. He doesn't know where to fly, how to fly, how to follow the navigator while flying. So he will go somewhere else. His goal is somewhere else, but he will end up somewhere else. So that's where our spiritual life is also. When we are in the training process, we are among the devotees, we learn, we take the guidance from the scriptures, by Srila Prabhupada, by the other Vaishnavas, other Acharyas, take a practical learning, practical application. The devotees who has gone through with this path, they teach us step by step. And everything has to be done under the guidance of some supervision. There must be some supervision. Bharat Maharaj, he was drifting away from his spiritual purpose, from his real dharma, from his real dharma. So there was no one there to check him out, to tell him, no Baba, you are going somewhere else. You are going somewhere else. There was no one there to check him out. But with us, we are so fortunate that we have got some seniors in our life. So time to time they just check us if we are doing some mistakes. They take us on the side and they just make us aware that whatever you have done, you should not be done like that. It should be done like that. No doubt that this teaching has been done some other yugas, some Satya Yuga, and is coming from through disciplic succession, and some other things are there. But people get confused how to follow all this instruction, which acharya we should follow. The time, place, and circumstances, acharyas, they do adjust these instructions, these rules and regulations. So the answer is we have to follow the current acharyas. There was a process in Vedic time that every householder, those who are there in their household life, they must have to leave their household duties and go to vanaprastha, go to forest with their wife and others, and leave the other duties with their grown-up children. But that is not possible in today's life. We cannot go to the forest and just practice all those things. That's what Srila Prabhupada has never made. There is no point to go to the forest. Be in the city and preach over there, because our mission is to preach, to educate people with Krishna consciousness. That is our real mission. He says, because the unfortunate souls, they are residing in the city. They are not residing in the forest. They are residing in the city. That's where this important task has been given. No doubt, we are in the material world. We are attached to some extent. Attached to our family members, attached to our assets, properties, businesses. It is there. Some role we are taking up. being as a father, a mother, son, daughter, grandchildren, something has to be done, which is okay. But if here in Bharat Maharaj, in particular one, is being overly attached. He has a heart of a devotee, being compassionate. He saw how being afraid from the lion mother, dear, she just dropped a baby in the water and baby can't even just walk and he started caring of it. And it's also said that he started walking with the deer, eating with the deer, sleeping with the deer, bathing with the deer. That extent he went for. That is the greatest illusion. In this verse, a word has been quoted as Kashmalam. Kashmalam means illusion. And this same Kashmalam word has come in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 2. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Kutastva Kashmalam Idam, Vishme Sampustitam, Anaya Jastam Ashwargayam, Akriti Akaram Arjuna. So here in this chapter number 2, text number 2, Kashmalam, here Omkar has it as dirtiness, garbage, impurities, that Kashmalam provides a return. And because after hearing Lord Krishna, after hearing Arjuna, Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna, I thought you were a sadhu. How have come these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets but to infamy. He was surprised. Arjuna, I thought you are a sadhu. You know the value of the life. You know the value of the life. And is it not that Bharat Maharaj also knows the value of the life? That's why he took the Vanaprastha. He was completely on the Bhava platform. He was also got illusion, Arjuna also got illusion, seeing this kinsman in front of him, ready to fight for the wealth, for the properties. He was so scared. How can I kill them? He was totally illusion. And here also, Bharat Maharaj is also became Kashmala. He was also illusion, madman. When a person is illusion, how a person acts? He acts like a madman. And we will see in the fourth verses, when you maybe gonna hear from the next speaker, they will talk and they will speak about how is acting like that. Completely a madman, it made no sense at all. And that attachment, overly attachment, has spoiled, has ruined his spiritual life completely. So how do we get that attachment? How do we divert? That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, that we have to channelize, we have to divert our attachment from material things to the spiritual thing. The object must be Lord Krishna, to his service, to his chanting, by spending time with his devotees. Have a look here. The Rupa Goswami is telling here, pray to the Lord that he would be as naturally attracted to the Lord's service as a young man and young women are naturally attracted to each other. That's a very natural attraction. I'm pretty sure all of us have, when we were in 15, 16, we were growing up in teenagers' life, and we were in plus one and plus two. More or less, everyone has their crush here and there. Not one or two, many. Every hour, our crushes changes. Okay, like this girl, like this boy, like this girl, like this boy, and it's natural. Even someone is going on a scooty, oh yeah, that's good. Someone is going on a motorcycle, oh yes, that's what is good. So more or less, it's natural that no one tells us to be attracted with this object. The same thing, the same mood, not in a very mundane lust, but taking that example, Srila Rupa Goswami is telling that, Lord, make my heart in such a way that no one tells me, no one encourages me to do that thing, and I be naturally attracted towards you like a magnet. See one magnet, another iron automatically attracts. Please make my heart, make my consciousness in such a way so it automatically be attracted towards you. And seeing the situation of the Kali Yuga people, Lord Shri Jagannatha, Lord Shri Krishna, he incarnated, he himself came as Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Panchatattva Pakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Utaram Bhakta Akram Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. He incarnated himself in five forms here. As a devotee, as an incarnation, as an expansion, as a pure devotee and devotional energy. He knows that devotees, peoples have forgotten whom to attach, how to do devotional service, what are the perfect way. And Prabhupada writes, he is just taking this example from Chaitanya Charitamrita Ante Lila chapter 18. The title says, Rescuing the Lord from the Sea. Srila Prabhupada is giving example here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited such attachment to the Lord when he jumped into the ocean or in the night he cried. You see that past time when he was in his last 18 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent in Jagannath Puri every night, every day, and especially in the night he was taking the devotee and he was completely acting like a madman. Walking on the street, garden to garden, jumping, singing, crying, becoming unconscious here and there. Whole day he was just chanting and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, doing Harinam Sankirtan, whole day and night with his devotees. Sometimes he jumps so high, sometimes his limbs melted that becomes so long, it's hard to watch that. Tears flows, that becomes a water lake, a pond, that much tears flows from his eyes. And he speaks something else, people understand something else. They think it's mad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mad. Here, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a very beautiful pastime here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one night, when he was with his devotees, everyone walking along the seashore near the Etoka temple, it's near Gundicha, this temple is there. And suddenly when he was walking on the beach side and everybody was just dancing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy, suddenly without seeing everybody just disappeared. Nobody noticed and people just start walking on the devotees and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was the autumn season and the moon was so bright, so bright, so bright and it was reflecting on the sea there near the ocean. Then it makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu think there's a river, this ocean is a river Yamuna. He had the dreams of river Yamuna by seeing the reflection of the sun in the sea. That is what is river Yamuna. And he went to the ecstasy and he started remembering the pastime of Lord Krishna. He's playing in the water with the gopis, Vishwamati Radharani. Just to have that taste, have that the feeling of that pastime is a jump into that. And he was a jump, he was just sometime on the waves, under the waves, floating like a wood here and there, and the whole night he was just floating in the ocean like a wood. And that night, sea waves, they carried him away near the Kolila temple, which is northeast from Jagannath Puri, 35 kilometers away from northeast side. And this temple is specially for a sun god. And they found, and later on, after some time, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they found where did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go? They were so upset with each other that why you didn't look after Chaitanya? Because whenever he jumps and he comes on the floor, he breaks his limbs, his loose sides, so they catch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so make sure he will not hurt his head, not break his bones or anything. And now he just suddenly disappeared. And the whole night they were searching, they were asking many people, have you seen Mahaprabhu? Have you seen Mahaprabhu? And no one has seen. And somehow that by walking, looking after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to the beach near Kolka. And they saw this fisherman. And this is the job, this is the responsibility of the fisherman. The early morning, they go and catch the fishes for their living. And this fisherman was in his boat and he just threw the net in the ocean to catch some fishes and he caught something. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy, he melted in such a way that If someone touches his body, he doesn't feel whether the bone is there or not. In ecstasy, that much he just liked it. And when he took this thing out, the fisherman was thinking, whether it's a fish or what it is, what type of creature it is. And he bent closer to the neck out of the water. And he's just going to touch the Lord. As soon as he touched, this fisherman also gone. He also got the love of Godhead. Completely gone mad, start dancing, chanting, tears flowing and everything, exactly only by touching the Lord itself. He gone crazy, he can't do his duty, he can't think, and he was thinking, I've got my family, my children, my kids, I'm gonna look after, I'm gonna do my duty, I'm gonna bring the money to home. I can't do anything. And while he was standing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his neck on his shoulder, and he was walking along the beach, and suddenly, and this fisherman was thinking, I might have haunted with some ghost. You know, tears are coming, I am dancing and chanting, I don't know what is happening to me. He said, now I must have to go and see a ghost chamber. He was looking for that and he was going it. And on the way when he was dancing, then this group of devotees, which they were in the night looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they walked and saw Dabodhar. He saw from the far distance, oh my God, if this person is acting like a man, he must have met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they went quickly. He says, what happened, what happened? I said, I'm not able to tell you. Please first cure me. I've got a disease. I've been haunted by some ghosts. Please cure me. And so Dabodhar, we know who is he. He can immediately know this is a symptom of love of Godhead. He said, I know what has happened to you. I've got a solution. I've got a medicine. He said, please cure me. And Saru Dabodhar, he gave a nice big tight slap on his fisherman's cheek and chanted, hey Krishna! And this fisherman came into that consciousness. My God, you know, thank you so much for bringing me back into the consciousness. Let me explain what has happened. He said, I got something and I touched and I went into ecstasy and everything. He said, where is that thing? That creature? He showed me it's over there. Okay, no problem. So he saw the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy. He was telling something like a madman, something about the pastime of Vrindavan, about gopis, about Radharani. And they all chanted Hare Krishna in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into ecstasy. He says, what happened to me? How come I'm here? Who brought me here? And they explained, they narrated the whole story. So this symptoms of madness which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown, that is bona fide. That's what the pure devotees of the Lord hankers to be like that. They want to become mad, but into that way. Not this way, which Bharat Maharaj is showing here, and the whole world shows. Asakti, attachment, same thing. Lord Himself is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, the knowledge of the Absolute. The first verse itself, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Saptena Mana Pata, Yogam Yunjam Vatashraya, Asamshyam Samadhyam Maam, Yad Dikitasi Tashru, Maya Saptena. He's telling Arjuna, put your asakti into me, full conscious of me, put your mind, attachment. If the mind is not controlled, our attachment diverts from spiritual to material and it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. One day we are attached to the Lord, His activity, to His divinity, other moment, next day we are not. That's our mind flickers. Arjuna is claiming, it's very, very dumb, stubborn, very stubborn. It takes you away from other side. Manmana Bhagavad Gato Madhyadhiva Namaskaru Mam Evashyasi Satyam De Tatijane Priyosi Me. Put your mind upon me. Think about me. Pay obeisances to me. And everything. That is the solution. Lord is saying, devotees are saying, and everybody is saying here. In one of the beautiful purport, one Srila Prabhupada has written, it's in Canto 1, Chapter 6, verse number 21. Srila Prabhupada has written, One must be completely freed from all material attachment and be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotees getting personal touch with the personality of Godhead. The best method is that one should live at a place where the transcendental form of the Lord is worshipped. The recommendation is not there to go to the forest. The recommendation is there where the Lord has been worshipped. And engage yourself in such a way that your mind will not divert. Because Maya needs just a slight inside hole to come into. Yesterday, Prabhupada was explaining very beautifully this point here. It's just in a tinge of hole to enter into your life, and she enters in a such a way that you don't even feel it, that she has entered. And she does not attack you immediately, just blast a bomb on your head. She captures you slowly, fully covered, and then you are finished. And there is no way for you to get out of that clutch. And one more example is how can we control this mind? Here, he says the way a hunter, when he captures his hunt in the net, he does not trust at all. If he does trust and give a little bit of looseness to this animal, the animal will just find a little bit of space and he just runs away. So we have to immediately control our mind in such a way. And Lord Himself is saying to Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks, how long or how far do I have to control my mind? Lord is saying, till the last breath of your life. That means always. Not just, I have been here for many years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, counting, thinking of the numbers in the checklist, in the book, and thinking we are growing. No. It is just all illusion, thinking in such a way. It is only possible only with the association of devotees, because they create an aura, a security aura to all of us that will protect us. There are so many obstacles has come in our spiritual life, but under the protection of the senior devotees, we have been protected all the time. Otherwise, we have seen when we go to India or our own native countries or cities, we have seen. If we are in a dham around the devotees, it's so simple, we think, we are out of temple, we are okay, we are safe. But suddenly we go and see our relatives and our family members, those who are not devotees, oh my God. You determine when you leave the country that, yes, I'm going to India, I will keep up my routine. Early morning, I will wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, and I will chant my life before 7 o'clock. I do this and that, and I think prasad and this and that, and suddenly, and it lasts hardly 1 or 2 days. Many family members come and see you, they have so many exceptions, and no doubt, you wake up only in the morning, 4 o'clock, take up your chanting break, but that hands comes out only in the night. So hard in the 16 rounds finishing from the whole day. Somebody comes, something says something else, and it goes on and on and on. So becomes difficult. And in the bhakti, here, Prabhupada has given, actually I was just reading, studying this chapter 3, and I found this beautiful thing there in chapter 4, text number 5. Prabhupada is writing, this crying is the last word in the progressive path of devotional service. One who can cry for the Lord in love is certainly successful in the line of devotional service. Gaurav Maharaj, so a very beautiful lecture. Cry like a baby for a mother. The way a baby cries for a mother, that cry you have to have for the Lord. Should be a baby, at a certain point we can play with a baby here. He'll be happy with some pen, some toys, some phone, some gadget here and there. But at one point, doesn't matter how expensive or what you give to the baby, he will be only happy when he goes into the lap of his mother. That cry, that intense cry for the Lord, that special number one, that is the last stage. If that comes out, that means you have purchased Krishna. If that appears, Krishna is being sold out. Not being sold out with your wealth and other things. So taking the instruction from today's verse, that we have to be very, very careful, be mindful all the times to protect our bhakti by any means, because after such a so billions and billions of lifetime, we have got this bhakti. We got everything, but we have got this bhakti. But now bhakti we have got in our hand, so don't let it go by any means. Whatever price we have to pay, just pay it off and don't let the bhakti go off from the hand. So I'd like to stop here, and if anybody has any questions, any comments. Yes.
Why did people throw stones at him and spit at him and like do all of those bad stuff at him?
So, but he's asking why people were throwing stones and spitting and other things on Lord Krishna. Because those people who were throwing the stones and spitting on, they were conditioned soul. They were not knowing the position of the Krishna. Krishna was acting as an avadhuta, like a madman. His Lord Himself, but He was practicing Jada Yoga. Jada Yoga means you become like a stone. Somebody kicks you, somebody scoots you up and throw here, there. He doesn't obstruct, doesn't object for anything. He just remains calm, because that thing doesn't bother. He was completely on the transcendental platform. Not knowing the transcendental position of Lord Krishna, those people who were in the darkness, they were treating Him like a madman. As Sukhdev Goswami, you can see, he was also, he was acting like a madman. He was just walking village to village, people were teasing him, young women were teasing him, they were throwing also like that. But as soon as he entered into the assemblies of the Nimishwaran messages, everybody stood up to pay obeisance, they know his exalted position. So, many times we have to be very careful when we are treating with a Vaishnava, we don't know which position he or she is. We have to be very careful to give respect to them, everybody.
And what does avadhuta mean?
What?
What does avadhuta mean?
Avadhuta. Avadhuta means not following the rules and regulations of the material world.
Thank you,
Prabhupada. Anybody else?
नंदा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्री राम पाद